Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach. Brother. The Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. I'm blessed to be here before you again. See, God is so good. He blessed us with an opportunity to share something with you. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host, and very excited about an opportunity to come before you of Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, where we just focus on grassroots issues in our community. And our brand is, we're the real grassroots talk show that's focused on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. So we really excited about coming to you in this format. We want you to be a part of the format by calling in. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then ask for your location. Then you can join Dr. Lorenza D. Smith with the chat talking about issues in our neighborhood. The title of today's show is Fatherless Homes Are in Crisis in America. Fatherless homes are in crisis in America. And we want to seriously talk about some topics that relate to that. We also want you to join us if you have an opportunity through our web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com / excited about that, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show at WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. Tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio at the Smith Way Production at Lorenza D. Smith 15. On Instagram, we're excited to be partners with an awesome organization, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, the Brothers of Greenville, Alabama. And the chapter is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, and with the number 10 is the handle on it. So you can check us out by becoming a follower of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Also at President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. And from time to time, we use Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So we're really excited to be able to bring all our episodes. We're up to 475 episodes. God has blessed us again today to come and share some talk with you. We're going to make sure we get that schedule out there as truly, truly so you can really be on top of it and see when our shows are coming. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is aired on the first Tuesday and the third Thursday of the month. So we're really excited about having a chance to be before you. We, as our promo said, that, you know, WBSW, the internet station, it's WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries. So we're really excited. And our home base is the United States. North of the borders, we have Canada. We have listeners and watchers there. And south of the border, Mexico. So you see how we want to make sure we give you that opportunity. Also, we're being broadcast on Facebook. Facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. Give a shout out to individuals and groups that are joining us right now. The brothers of down in Tampa, Florida, Tampa Sigma, The brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. It looked like Gamma Eta Sigma chapter down in Tampa, Florida. Thank you, brothers. I used to know a couple of guys that know some changes. Danny Mount that's down there. A couple other brothers that's down there and in that area. May not be in that chapter now, but I know at one time they may have had an association with that. Also, I am Big Homie, too. That's what it's all about. And that Quentin Hurry, Brother Quentin Hurry of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Beta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. So we're so glad to have both of you all on here so far. We have individuals joining. I try to give a shout out as they come on live with us, and we're glad to have you there. Our title again is Fatherless Homes Are in Crisis in America. A reminder, we have giveaways. WBSW radio giveaways. We have gift cards. We have various trips that we're giving away from time to time. And we will continue. So we're getting out of the end of the month and about to go into the first weekend of the month, which is the 4th of July. So happy Independence Day to you. Happy 4th of July to you. So we want you to be a part of the giveaways, whether they're gift cards, gas vouchers, trips to Hot Atlanta, and time to time to Orlando, Florida. We need to have your Cash App, if you have one, or your PayPal, or your Zelle, or Venmo account where you could receive your money with your name attached to it, sent to Lorenza D. Smith, 15. @gmail.com. So make sure you get that in, because we not only just give away those giveaways, we also bless you with a love offering. We, from time to time, we'll be sending you something you can put in your pocket. And that's what it's all about, giving back. And the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, WBSW, TriStat Consulting Firm, are the partners in this situation. We thank you so much for being watchers and listeners. And this is what it's all about, giving back. We do this, through WBSW Radio, the internet station. This, in September of this year, will be our 5th year bringing this format to you, this platform to you, through social media. So we're really excited about having a chance to do that. So thank you. And let me say that from the bottom of my heart and the staff, thank you for watching and listening to WBSW Radio, the internet station. Let's take this title, Fatherless Homes Are in Crisis in America, and focus on some specific topics that may apply to situation of father home. I just finished a series about a week and a half ago talking about building boys to be better father in the future. And we're talking about catching them early so we won't have a crisis with fatherless homes. Building boys to be better fathers in the future. The first focus we want to have is, why are there so many fatherless homes? We can go back in history. We can go back to the time when we was in bondage and slavery. There was individuals, slaves brought here, sold. Sometimes families were split up. If they were sold together, eventually the master would want to separate them even more. Father and sold them for a healthy price, and sometimes the mother. And this is something that continues in some form or fashion. We had a incline of two-parent homes during the 20s and the 30s. These talk about 1920s and 30s and 40s. And then we got to the 50s. And then in the time where we focus on the welfare nation, making sure that our people are taken care of, and they offer supplements to our homes. And the supplement said, for you to get mother with children, you father in the home. So a lot of times in our housing authority, the fathers could not be with their family. And it seemed like we perpetuated where we are today, where we're now out creating life and then abandon life. So the question is, why are there so many fathers home? See, we're experiencing a unprecedented fatherless crisis. And when you talk about crisis, you're talking about things are troubling in our community. Things are troubling in our neighborhood, block by block. We need to look at some numbers that relate to this. See, this is some documentation that came from the Census Bureau. Approximately 80% of single-parent homes are led by single mothers. Mothers are pillars as well as fathers are pillars. But therefore, leading nearly 25% of our youth growing up with our fathers in the home. So we ask that question, why are there so many fathers fatherless home? Let's go back to what I shared earlier. I said, building boys. You hear me now? Building boys to be better fathers in the future. Remember, we must get them early and let them be exposed to role models who can really present them a model of responsibility. See, fatherless home could be curtailed if our men and our fathers accept the reality of I have a responsibility and I'm not going to blame anybody else for the decision I made. So we said, why is there so many? First of all, we must use that pattern of building our boys early so they'll be prepared, if that's the route they take, to be fathers of the future and eventually be fathers of now. See, this is what we're talking about. We got people want to share that. We got so much political thing going on now, and we have forgot about our homes. We forgot about it because that's not important, because everybody else that thinks different from that don't think it's a problem. But I challenged our culture to address this problem. I challenged the organizations to address these problems. I challenged the churches to address this problem. I challenged the political aspect to address the problem of trying to keep our home with fathers. See? And not be satisfied with reading numbers. These numbers, like 80% of our homes are led, our single parent homes are led by mothers. You should be angry in your culture. You should decide, I can do better if I, from the beginning, train our boys and teach our boys and expose our boys to role models who are ready to take care of their families. See, this is a topic we don't want to talk about. We try to step away, but I decided to take it on today. Fatherless homes concern me. At some point in your life, you may encounter that, but I tell you, that home may be where you can't be there with your child, but you can be responsible. You could be the role model. You could be the one disciplined with love. You can be the one, because you are the biological father. You must take on a responsibility. If you're not willing to take on a responsibility, don't lay and play. It's time. I know somebody goes, let me turn him off, because he's talking about something that we should be talking about. We should be worried about everything else except what's going on in our neighborhood. This show is all about neighborhoods, block by block. I'm excited to share this format with it. You know, they'll try to counsel it out. You're talking too much about making things right. I want you to join hands. You know, you may have your ideas, and I want you to share your ideas. You can type them in as comments or questions. See, there's too many people afraid to speak up, afraid of the backlash. But how are we going to save our neighborhoods if you don't speak up? How are we going to politically get involved if we don't speak up? See, it's amazing we have a lack of fathers in our homes, which sometimes equate to the lack of leadership. And some people said, no, man, that has nothing to do with it. I just want you to think about it. Someone has to lead. Someone who's able to provide. Someone who's able to protect. Someone who will lay their life down for their families. Yes, a mother and a pillar do it, but that father has to have the same fortitude. Truly, let's look at it that way. Let me give a shout out to Jacqueline Davis that's joining us. Thank you, Jacqueline, for joining us. BJ Jefferson out of the great state of Tennessee that's joining us. Terrence Gibson, a brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and also the International Director of Social Action. I'll make sure I get it right now. If I didn't get it right, you're going to have to slap me around and get me straight now. If it's not, it's bigger. You know, I'm going to do better, brother. My president from the chapter, Rose Sigma, down there, he's doing an awesome job as an international director with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, brother, for what you're doing. Charlene Dickerson. And also we have a young lady who's also making it do what it do over there in the great state of California, Behind the Mask Ministry, the founder, minister, truly awesome lady. She do some great things. I want to make sure she's recognized for what she's doing. She's doing some things that lifts up all the things that we ask individuals to do. Asking you to recognize that people wear masks and we must eliminate the mask and show your real self. Minister Denise Stephanie, thank you for what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. That's awesome. Okay, let's focus on making sure you can be a part of this show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I will ask you to give me your location. Then join the conversation about fatherless homes are in crisis in America. We want your thoughts. If you want to type in your comments, please do that. Truly type in your comments. I want to give a shout out to several people who also join us now. This is Doc Wombs 02. Give you a wave, Doc. Thank you for taking time. Also, this young lady is doing an awesome job. She's making a grind in several areas, but in real estate, she's making it do what it do. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, none other than Sherry B. Pickett. Thank you, Sherry, for doing what you're doing. You have many, your hands and feet in a lot of fires. You're doing some awesome things. So I want to make sure I give you a shout out. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep on grinding. I am proud of you, and I want to say it. How do fatherless families affect society? I want you to just think about that. with the lack of fathers in our homes. You have data that comes in from various organizations, but the U.S. Census Bureau, they see, that's the thing about it. They take what they collect every 10 years, and they can offer you data about some things that really affect how we live as individuals. See, data comes in a lot of times that children from fatherless homes are more likely to be poor. Because not only is that they don't have a father, but sometimes our fathers who we hopefully we could have built as boys to be better fathers in the future refuse to take care of their responsibility. Hey, it's real talk. We have to take care of our responsibility. So that takes away the ability to have another income coming into that home. So those children more likely to be poor. Less, they don't have some of the things that they need to have. Moms, I applaud y'all because y'all are pillars of our society. You work very hard, but you need that help financially. You need that help spiritually. You need that help mentally. And what I say is that all of that going to be placed on you. I think you got to make sure, fathers, I'm talking to you and I'm going to point at you. If you're a father and not willing to take care of your responsibility, look how the effect will be on your child. Your child will run into some undesirable moments. Just say from the data there, they're more likely to be poor, become involved in drugs. Come on now, alcohol abuse. Drop out of school, suffer from health and emotional problems. And see, boys are more likely to get involved in crime. Girls are more likely to become pregnant at teen. I know everybody said, well, you're reading them day, they ain't always that way. Check your neighborhood, because this is what it's all about, block by block. That means checking your home to make sure you as a father is being a role model to help with your children. It's ways to do it. That's a whole nother show that we already talked about, but we'll talk about it again. So this is how society is affected. Because those young people may get involved with drugs, because if you don't see something in a positive way, or you see it in a way on our media outlet and through our various entertainment or whatever it may be, you may think that's the right way. Role models mean fathers. You have to show your sons and daughters what's right and be steadfast, unmovable, and your stance to say that I can do this and present myself as a role model. Fathers, we're asking you that. You need to, because you can see how the crisis is in play. I don't see anything come into play through any kind of political aspect. A political arena is not talking about helping fatherless homes. What have we got in play to help fathers or either boys to be better fathers of the future? That's the question I'm asking. Do we? And I want you to think about that. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then say, join Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood as we chat about fatherless homes in crisis in America. Truly, I'm talking about in America, in these United States, in our neighborhoods, block by block. Look at your neighborhood. See if there's a fatherless crisis. Where are the lack of fathers? Then you may aware of the lack of pitfalls. All of these come into play in our community. The only way we can change it is that we have to begin to accept the reality and address the issue. Just because you've grown, young men, middle-aged men, and older men, don't mean you understand what it is to be a father. We're trying to train our boys not only to be fathers, but to be good men. And we have to do the right things. They have to see the right things. As well as we're training our boys or preparing our boys, we have to do our young men the same way. They still have to see the right behavior out of those individuals who come before them. It's time for us to change our community. We can't wait on anybody as we always say in our brand for our Monday show, which is Talking Real to You Prime Time. You can't wait for someone to come in on a white horse. They ain't coming. They're not coming. It's time for us to do it. Fathers, train our boys. Teach our boys. Show them what responsibility is. Responsibility, yes, is paying support. But when they say support, child support, we need to get this good, clear definition what it is. It's not just talking about financial support. It's talking about supporting them in some of the challenges they have, but supporting them in life. That's what they're talking about, encouraging them. When they're wrong, correct them. But it's hard to correct them if you're not willing to accept when you're wrong. One important thing, fathers, or posited father figures, you have to show them that you're responsible for your action. Don't blame anybody else. Accept the blame. I don't care what position you're in. If you want to lead people, you got to accept that I didn't do what I'm supposed to do. So I have to correct that. I have to say, this is what I didn't do. It doesn't show you that you are weak. It shows that you have the ability to adjust. See, we shouldn't focus all on what's the problem going on in our community. We should have solutions. We know we got to start early. That's with our boys, that's a solution. We know we have to address the education system, where a lot of our boys are being labeled. We have to address our economy. We have to do that. We can't wait on anybody else to do that. We have to address. Give a shout out to Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, in particular 1993_Sigma. Thank you, my brother, for joining us and being a part of what we're trying to do here. This is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. That's what we're all about. Let us remind you about WBSW radio giveaways. You can register for those giveaways via Cash App, PayPal, Zelle, or Venmo. Send me your transaction mode to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. You say, what are the giveaways? We give away gas vouchers. We're giving away gift cards. We're giving away trips to Atlanta, Orlando. We'll be doing it all this summer and the rest of the year. Our sponsors, we want to give a shout out to the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, to Tri-State Consulting Firm out of Selma, Alabama, and WBSW Radio team are donating and giving to make sure we can give back to our watchers and our listeners. So get that Cash App in. You can direct message me through Facebook, or you can do it as a follow on Instagram on Beta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10 and President Dr. Dot Lorenza D. Smith. We need you to just give in. We will be giving you some kind of, hear me sit in, some kind of truly, truly from my heart love offering. We're going to give you something. Might be able to buy you lunch one day on those sponsors. So make sure you email me that information at lorenzasmith15@gmail.com. Let's move forth with our topic that's focusing on fatherless home in crisis in America. One question that comes up, what happened when there is no father in the home? And talk about things that, how society is going to be affected. We have to keep in mind what happened to that home. When children have to grow up with not having access to their father. See, we have to think about with the lack of that support. It could, it, yes, financial could be the key, is the key. But you have to remember that without the love, without the financial part, not without the spiritual part, our families a lot of time and our children end up in a state of poverty. We all feel like we're in something now. When you're talking about how much we're paying for gas and food and our energy bills, we feel the crunch on. But some people, especially fathers home, experience this every day. They've been experiencing it for years. But they got a desire in them to get out of those situations. So they do work hard the best they can. But fathers, I'm telling you, if you're ready to lie and play, be willing to take care of your responsibility. Not only just financially. Help them emotionally, able to spiritually support them. One of the worst things that happens to children, and I know I put 30-some years in as a level from a teacher all the way up to a central office staff person, that if they can't get the support from their father, they seem to not seem something is not right there. I have seen it with a lot of children. Sometimes they turn to their instructor, their coach, and say, "Coach, you're going to come watch me at this event. You're going to come, Miss Jones, Miss Jackson, whatever name, just giving you a name. You're going to come and watch me at this event," because that helps them. That's encouragement. That's support. So we have to make sure that we do that. We was talking about how those homes end up in poverty. Those children can't participate in extracurricular activity because they might not have, mom may not have, the parent, the single parent may not have the extra money. So fathers, you are responsible not just for paying for supporting them to live, but also for things that's going to help them grow to be a positive person in society. Without no fathers, you have a large number of dropouts. We have a large number of individuals addicted to drugs. You might not see it more common in your neighborhood, but you can travel and go to some number, and that's why neighborhoods, and we talk about basically here we are worldwide, even in this America. There are places where we have people that are being succumbing to poverty. We got people who's addicted to drugs, and it's rapidly out of control. We have a co-host, and I'm proud of this young lady. She had an organization that she and her twin sister and others work with called Owning My Own Truth, and that's Miss Tina Robinson. Her organization go out and put the boots on the ground. See, if every organization, no matter whether you're in a fraternal organization or whether you're in a church organization, you're in a school organization, let's go out and put the boots on the ground. We might can save a help in this situation. You also have a problem with the lack of fathers at home. A lot of our, see, we get caught up in this right here. We always want to point at the gender of a female having children out of wedlock. That applies to the male gender and the female gender. And what I'm saying is we always put it on the young lady because she's with child and she's the one going to be the custodian of parents in a lot of cases. But we got to remember, those young men are just as much responsible. That can help correct that problem. And the last thing is end up in prison. If you're an educator, that's something that a lot of people are saying, have been saying for years, that our schools are nothing but a preparatory place for young men and women to go to prison. It's a pipeline. It irritates me every time I see a poster about a pipeline to prison. I thought the education system was supposed to be a pipeline to where you can be successful in our society. That means we got to address some things. Fatherless homes are in crisis in America. It's going to keep on being in crisis unless we talk about it. Let's have time to have meaningful discussions. Yeah, we said because of the lack of the father. But we also got to remember that our neighborhoods, sometimes it takes a whole village, a whole neighborhood to raise one child. And I know that's a challenge at some time because you got some people don't want you to say anything. There are some people out there, ideals are not fitting to do that. But we have to come to terms and realize that we have to get back to having our families and our neighborhood block by block being able to move forward to help one another. That's how we eliminate some of our challenges we have. I was listening to a young man that was on his TikTok, and he was talking, I think they have a lot of fun on TikTok, and he was just saying that, you know, on Mother's Day, you can, every corner there'll be a tent set up with a basket or something for Mother's Day. He said, I don't agree. I'm not saying the way. He said, on Father's Day, you don't see no tents. So Father's Day is not as important as Mother's Day. But that's where we have to start uplifting both pillars in society. When I say both pillars, mothers and fathers. But it's time for our fathers to make sure our homes are protected. Our homes are supported. Our homes are uplifted. That's what fathers have to do. Beside the brother Christopher Aaron Bennett and his Reverend Christopher Aaron Bennett, a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, Beta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us. Let's quickly look at a few things that focus on why America's crisis is a lack of fathers. There's the data that came out from a 2020 census shows that nearly 18 million children grows up without their father. And I'm going to say that again. 18.5 million children grows up without their father. The United States population is right at about 325 to 30 million people. So a percentage of that 18.5 million grows up without a father. Who are fits in that category of children that don't encounter drugs, alcohol, drop out of school, their health and emotional aspect going to come into play and they're going to have problems. They're going to end up in prison. 18.5 million. It should be worrisome to us. We need to be putting pressure on our system that can help us. We have to do that. There's things, yes, our U.S. House of Representatives is promoting fatherhood and proven benefits to society. Some are doing and some are not. Some are presenting thoughts out there and not doing anything with them. But again, we got to remember as our brand for our Monday night show and for this show, no one's coming in on a white horse and save our communities. We have to make our mind to be focused on solutions and not the problem. It's not the why. It's what can we do to address the problem. What can we do about addressing 80% of our senior homes have one parent? And most of the time, if not 80% of them, is single mothers. Building better boys, or building boys to be better fathers, you want to say that? That's what we want. We got to, and we have to start very early. They have to have role models, or positive father figures in their life. They have to see it done so they can copy it, so they can be the best they can. We have some challenges, but we won't give up. Format will not give up. This platform will not give up. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I can get you on the line. Identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lillian D. Smith. On our title for today, Fathers' Homes Are in Crisis in America. Let's quickly move through a couple of topics because we're down to about 15 minutes. One question I want you to be able to ask and you think about an answer for. How can fathers, and I want to say this, whether you're a male or female, how can fathers help weaken the crisis of fathers' homes? I want you to think about that. I want you to think about it. You can type in your comments. Let me read it again. How can fathers help weaken this crisis of fathers' homes? The first thing I feel that we need to do, we need to be able to recognize as a father, we are empowered. We have the power to correct this. See, when you're in power, it means you are able to do things. But you have to choose to do this. The next thing is, fathers have to realize that they can teach to one when you reach one. A reach one, teach one. The way you want to say it. See, your role model, the things you do, and your son see it in a pod, see it in a way that gonna prepare them to be fathers in the future. Teach. An organization should have in their place some program where they teach youth, especially boys, those important things that they need to have to be a successful man. And for all those organizations that have one, I applaud you. Because you're taking time trying to reach one so you can teach one. The next thing is develop our children plays a direct role in their well-being. We have to help develop our children. Help develop our boys. Tell your boy that you love him. Tell your son that you love him. Father, you might not be in home, but at least tell him you love him. It's so amazing. I've heard this out of many people. Father may not be in the home, but when something go down, the first thing I'm going to call your dad. He's not in the home, but I'm going to call your dad. See, can he correct the problem? What you have to do is work with them on their well-being. And their well-being is to have them to understand they have physical, emotional, mentally, spiritual, and financial well-being. You as a father can help develop that in a child. Your role model. Show them how you deal with things physically. Like you want to be in the best physical health. It's not always about exercise. It may be going to the doctor. Making sure you get a checkup. You can teach them by doing it. Letting them see you do. The next thing is truly, truly mentally. Your response to things helps them to understand how to respond to others. Mentally. Your response saying that, okay, I'm taking responsibility. I made my mind up in that I'm going to take responsibility for my action. And the next thing so important is emotions. Teach our boys, it's all right when things hurt you, that you show how you feel. Show them. Next thing, we truly, truly want to make sure that it's really, really important. We want to focus spiritually with our young men. Yes. Involve them in the spiritual aspects of life. And next, financially, as a well-being. When he see you're responsible and taking care of your responsibility financially, he'll understand that's what a father is supposed to do. So the responsibilities financially, that empowers everyone to be a move towards success, being successful. Also, let him see that you have the ability to persevere through adversity. You can teach him respect toward his mother or any individuals you encounter. It's important that we do that. No things that may anger you, but keep in mind, I want you to keep in mind, if you do in this place, that display that in front of your son, he'll think at times that's the way to handle the thing. Not only will he wait to be an adult, he'll do it as a child. Let's work on dealing with adversity. Hearing. I'm not going to give up. Just because it happened, I'm going to attack it and keep going so I can be successful. Give a shout out to Jonas, the dark child with the number 7. Thank you for joining us. Next thing, if we want to continue to answer that question, is how can fathers help weaken the crisis of fatherless home? Is that we have to move forward to making sure and be advocates to our election process. We have to show that we going to fight hard for the nucleus of our family, which is our family. We have to do that. The nuclear family got to be in the play, and we as fathers got to get out and fight for that. We have to also make sure that our elected officials understand and recognize and promote federal policies, which incentivize two pairs of households. We have to do that. We have to act for advertisement. Let it be seen where you have two parents in the home. See a father and mother together. We have to ask that. We have to demand that. We have to take advantage of the opportunity. These are some things that we can help strengthen our homes by pushing forth for two-parent homes. I know people say it's a tradition, a mother and a father, but we're talking about fatherless home because no father, fathers are not in the home. We want them to be displayed in the home that will help our boys see there's an opportunity that they can be successful because most of the time when there's two parent homes, and I say that way to work it. If you parenting, and I don't understand this thing about co-parenting, but you got to be there to, you know, be co-parents. You got to be involved. That keeps that poverty level from being high for that child. If it works. We're down to about 5 minutes now. And the last thing I want to focus on is something I've been stating throughout the process. We're talking about fatherless homes. We're talking about building boys to be fathers of the future. And what we need to make sure we do is continue to talk about how we prepare our boys to be fathers. Or I prepare our boys to be men. And that's grown men. Mature men. I didn't say grown male. I said grown man. We have to do that. Always we got to start early with these boys so they can be successful. They have to actually see it working. If it's not, you have to be able to sit down and communicate with them effectively to see and share with them why it's not working. We have to push forth and demand role models that are willing to take responsibility for their actions, not blaming others. The reason we're in this situation, son, and we're going to try to explain it because there is some opportunity there and we're still striving to get there. Not that it's some other cultural reason why we're there. It's somebody else's fault. That is not teaching our boys to be fathers or better fathers or be men of the future because you're blaming somebody else. Let's take on responsibility. A couple other things that we can share with our boys to prepare them to be fathers of the future is be present. Availability is the greatest thing that any individual have to be successful. We can help prepare our boys by being available. Nothing you're doing is so important that you can't take time for your boys. Fathers, you got to do it. Then about it. It is so valuable to a boy when he see his father and communicate with his father, have him in his presence. I'll tell you my own story recently. I had my grandson stand with me from the end of May of 2021 down into December, giving him some stable building. And my son and I had conversations. And I told him, you have to be present in his life. I'm the grandfather. You're the father. So it's important that being present in his life helps him to kind of understand and see things. Yes, he can see it out of me, but he needs to see it out of his father. Practice what you preach. Come on. Practice what you preach, fathers. If you want to be a father, if you say something, practice it. Never stop teaching. Never stop teaching our boys to be men. Let me just change how you do it. That's how you do that. You never stop teaching. You may have to change it, but you have to keep on teaching. Treat your wife, if you have a wife, or treat the female, his mother, respectfully. Or any other woman. Treat him with respect. Let him see you do that. Pray with him. Give them opportunities to contribute to what's going on. Don't dominate the conversation with what you think it is. Effective communication is listening first and talking second. So you talking, you need to be quiet so you can hear what he has to say. Show him your faith. Show him that you have hope. Show him that he has an opportunity. He trusted our Lord and Savior. He can be successful as well. Be honest with him. Don't lie to him. If you say you're supposed to pick him up on this weekend for your normal weekend pickup, and you tell him I'm going to pick you up at 5, and you don't get there till you don't ever come, and he's still sitting up 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning, he loses that you are being honest with him. You feel like you're not being honest with you. See, dads, fathers can help educate his son by admitting when he's wrong. Being responsible. You also want to show your son that being humble and honesty helps you be a better man. You have to show him. Teach your son what you believe to be important in life. Teach him. My dad always told me, And he had a little saying, and it's important to me. He said, the amount of work you do, son, going to determine what kind of man you're going to be in life. But he believed. It was important to him to share that with all his boys. And I share it. Set high standards for your son. Set high standards. I want you to make all A's, son. I want you to excel in the classroom. I want you to excel in any extracurricular activity you have. Encourage him to study the lives of great men. Encourage him every now and then to read about some of the great leaders of this world. Your son, he doesn't have to be ashamed of being a male. Teach him. You're a man. Teach him not to be what he ought to be. He's not ashamed. Shouldn't he? Teach him. Teach him manners. Teach him manners, fathers, or even better, chivalry. It's okay. Open the door. It's okay. It's okay. Teach him. Those are some things that I wanted to share with you today. And I do appreciate all our watchers and listeners. It's time to wrap it up. Matter of fact, we went over the time about 3 or 4 minutes, but God blessed us to be able to share this. And hopefully we was able to bring something across that would help you kind of focus on what our title was, Fatherless Homes Are in Crisis in America. You as a father, what can you change? What can you do different to make your home with your children better? Work on loving him, tell him you love him. Show him respect, honor. It's all right, tell him it's all right to be humble. Show him patience. These are the things, a few things you have to do, Father. Be a role model. And the most important thing, and I'm going to keep going back to this, show him responsibility. Show him by your action. I am responsible for my action, and I will not blame others. It's been awesome talking to you. We want to give a shout out to each and every one of those individuals who join us. We have the darkened child, number 7, join us. We have Brother Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Greenville Chapter, Jamaica Phi Sigma, Greenville. Thank you. The Middle City. We have I Am Big Homie Q, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Quentin Hurry, Brother Hurry, thank you so much. Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Tampa Sigma, those brothers down in Gamma Eta Sigma Chapter out of Tampa, Florida. Give a shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. A shout out to Reginald Gerard Dudley. Thank you for joining us, Reginald. Terry B. Pickett, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Charlene Dickerson. Terrence Babyhead Gibson. Brother Terrence Gibson, the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity out of that awesome chapter in Miami, Rho Sigma Chapter. When I was there, he's my president down in South Florida. Thank you, Brother Gibson, for doing the things that you're doing. B.J. Jefferson out of our awesome state of Tennessee. No, I said Tennessee. Awesome state of Tennessee. Thank you so much. Jacqueline Davis from out of McKenzie, Alabama. Got my career started down in McKenzie, Alabama, down at McKenzie High School. At the time, McKenzie School, because it was K-12. And I thank the Davidson, I thank Jacqueline and her family and all the support they gave to me when I was there. Thank you so much. Truly, we love you all for doing that. 1993_Sigma, a brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Doc Woods O2. I may not be saying that right, but I'm going to go back and check out and make sure I said it right. Doc, we'll give you the shout out that we are needed here. Thank you, Doc, so much. We also have Behind the Mask Ministry, out of Berkeley, California, Minister Denise Steffi. Thank you so much, Minister, for taking time to be a part of it. We want you to be a part of our giveaway. That's WBSW Radio Giveaway. And the way you register for that is to make sure you send either your Cash App or your PayPal, Venmo to Lorenza D. Smith at gmail.com. We have gas card vouchers we're giving away. We have gift cards that we're giving away. We have trips to Atlanta and Orlando that we're giving away. We'll take care of the hotel costs per night. You'll take care of all the other amenities that go along, include activation and tax, and you'll travel there. We just want to give back. That's WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. And we're so glad to have you being a part of this. It's been awesome. We're going to wrap it up. God has been so good. And I always close my shows out with a couple of hashtags. Always close out to let you know I love each and every one of you all. I love you all. From my heart. This is from my heart. I truly love you. Hashtag be responsible. We ask a role model or father to be willing to be responsible for your actions. Hashtag keep on grinding. The amount of work you put in determines what kind of man you're going to be. If you show him that you put work in, that'll help him understand what he needs to do. Communicate, understand, effective communication. Yes, you're the father, you talk, but you need to let him talk to it well. He's growing that way. It's a mindset. That's a hashtag that's so important. Make it do what it do is a hashtag. Whatever is happening, work with it, but don't give up. And last but not least, as we close out, as I said, I really love you all. Thank y'all for supporting WBSW Radio, the internet station, the 9 shows that we carry over the month time that's alternate from week to week. It's good. God is good. Thank you again. And as we close out, I want to say to you, truly from my heart, from my heart, I love you, and a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day.